Thinking about our message yesterday, before we start today, I want you to think about the person you find the hardest to cope with and ask the Lord how he sees them, and then write them a letter, anonymous if necessary, telling them the qualities you admire most in them, and they'll be what the Lord has just shown you. Then you can post it or give it to them. You will find it very difficult not to pray positively and think positively about people if you complete this little task successfully. Off you go then. The principle is that when we're recognised and treated with honour, we begin to feel better about ourselves and consequently about those around us. And we treat them with the same honour and respect with which we would like to be treated. We do as we would be done by. Because we're comfortable in our own skin, we see others differently and begin to see the treasure rather than the trash in them. We begin to cut them some slack, encourage them to grow, rejoice when they succeed without measuring whether we are better or worse than they are. Comparisons are odious, an old friend of ours used to say. The Bible says it like this: they measure themselves by themselves and they're not wise. Hits us where it hurts, doesn't it? For instance, how we view our less than perfect parents is an example sometimes both of dishonour and disrespect. Maybe they weren't good parents, perhaps they weren't there for us, they were domineering or worse, we were abused by them. But the Bible is very clear about how we should view them and it carries a promise with it. Exodus 20 verse 12. Honour your father and mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. It's updated in the New Testament to read in Ephesians 6:2, honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Many of us, because of our childhood, are not only in unforgiveness towards our parents, but are dishonouring them by our anger, bitterness and resentment towards them even now. When we honour our parents, we honour the role they played in our lives, not the way they treated us and brought us up. We're not commanded to agree with the treatment they meted out to us. Our fathers gave us life, our mothers carried us in the womb. It's for this reason, not their parental abilities, that we're charged with honouring them, not for their performance as parents. Time for a rethink, is it? And here we go with something else then. One of the signs that we're fully healed in our own gender is when we honour, esteem and respect the opposite sex. Husbands and wives, wives and husbands, not because they agree with us or treat us well, but because we are commanded to do so. All the time we're criticising them and giving them less than the honour they deserve, we're undermining them and doing the enemy's job for him. We're also pointing out our own areas of insecurity and low self-worth. We still need healing. When we come to the place of honouring, respecting and esteeming each other, Philippians 2, 3 and 1 Thessalonians 5:13, we totally subvert the enemy's plan and come into alignment with God. Those two scriptures I stumbled over are Philippians 2 verse 3 and 1 Thessalonians 5:13. The enemy hates this. He does everything he can do to set us up against each other. Read the Screwtape Letters sometimes, that's C.S. Lewis. When we come to look at honour and respect and biblical submission, then we're looking at doing two things. And the first is major damage to the kingdom of darkness. And the second is a radical change in our own worldview. Honour is humility in action. If you need a scripture for that, try Philippians 2. See you tomorrow.